him about Brett Favre and more. But first, we have a voice here at the Ticket. It's a new voice, and we're all kind of infatuated with it because it's an unusual voice. And
Gordon
says
it drives him crazy.
What? We're trying to find somebody who can imitate this voice, so let's listen to it, and then we'll see if anybody can come close.
This is Mike Bacsik with the New York Mets, formerly of the Duncanville High School Duncanville Panthers, and I never listened to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All right, Mike Bassick's voice.
It's just fascinating.
You can't pin this on me. George is obsessed with it. I'm kind of obsessed with it, but you're really obsessed with Mike Bassick's voice.
He has Muppet voice like I do.
He does suffer from Muppet voice.
Yeah, a little Grover in
but
there.
But he also has squelch or just a little hoarseness to it that's really hard to duplicate. I don't think it can be duplicated.
All right, give us your best. This is George's attempt at Mike Bassick's voice.
The Rangers, they need to sign a backup catcher. if they don't, they're gonna fall out first place.
Cowardly Lion.
It's Barney from The Simpsons.
I think it's Harry Carey.
Little Harry Carey.
Bill Walton.
Dang it. See, I can't do it.
I know.
And I've been working on it more than anybody.
Yeah, right. I think it's impossible to do.
Gordo, let's hear yours.
It's kind of hoarse and he talks. This is Mike Bassick, formerly of the New York Mets.
I knew he could do
it. That's pretty good.
That's really good. Yes, it is.
That's pretty good.
He's kind of hoarse. Norm, I just don't think that. It's just kind of hoarse.
Is it that hoarse? Is it as hoarse as you guys make it?
It's not quite that hoarse, but there's some kind of exaggerated for effect. In case you didn't know, I used to play baseball. I used to pitch in the major leagues.
Well, now, what is that?
See, I'm going to Harry Carey.
All right, I've got one.
Okay,
this is very raw.
He's
but
not going to try, is he?
Oh.
The Rangers need to be more aggressive and go out and get some catching.
It's Kermit.
Well, you said it was kind of Muppetish.
It is Muppetish, yeah.
But I don't know about that Muppetish.
Gordo's got the best.
They need to go out and
he
get
would win
some
this.
Catching. Something was just awkwardly worried about that.
He was all wound up about a backup catcher a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, Gordo, yours is the one we need to refine.
No.
Yes.
No.
You've got it. Do it again.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's bad for the Ticket if we have more of Bassick's voice on the radio. So no one should develop a fake Mike Bassick.
That's awesome. I knew you could do it.
There's got to be a P1 out there who can do a Mike Bassick.
Okay.
There's got to be.
For now, we'll go with yours.
Okay.
It's all decided.
Right. Give us a time check and talk about Warren Moon coming up next.
It's 8:42 on the Ticket. Warren Moon next. Norm.